rolling, day three here, so it's hard to assess a bunch of things. I think we're playing faster and we're playing more confident. I think we have many more guys, obviously been here and gone through it. And that's obviously a huge benefit. We had the young guys practice alone for the most part this morning. You realize how far the older guys have come. But I think their attitude's been really good. We run around, like I said, we're only in day three, and the older guys haven't even put on shells yet. So easy to play flag football. And we'll certainly know more here in the coming days. When we get the pads on, we can play a little bit more physically that way and get some things going up front, line of scrimmage. See if we can run the ball, stop the run, and those kind of things. But it's good to have a bunch of guys out there that have been through it. They're certainly in very good shape, and their leadership's been good, and their attitude's good. And I think their tempo has been good as well. So you're always trying to clean a few things up, and we've certainly got a long way to go. But I like our guys right now.
Dan, you mentioned one thing there. You said work on run the ball and stop the run. Are those two things that are
those are always two things I think that are critical to football, is being able to run it, being able to stop it. So that obviously starts up front. You gotta have some shoulder pads on, some cold pads to kind of get some big play out. Really big. We've kind of been running with about four full offensive lines, which is nice. So there's a ton of competition and a ton of guys that have played and know the system. And it's nice when they can play center and guard or guard and tackle and be able to swing that way as well. So we've got some good talent in there. We've got some good competition and still trying to sort a few things out. And but certainly several guys in there that can play. Well, I know there's more, there always is. And you know, then it kind of dictates what you've got both up front and who you hand the ball to, what you can do there. But that's always part of the equation, always. Biggest thing is academics, having many more class offerings in the afternoon than there are earlier in the morning. That's part of it. That's a huge part of it. The other part of it is getting some more daylight, where in the evening you don't have as many hours, particularly when the time changes, back on our practice fields. You know, that's part of it. Our academic people are fired up about it too, because definitely everybody's up and awake and they're here and they're going, and you know, they're going to practice and get to class and get their schoolwork done and get back into bed.
You've had some late additions to the receiver corps. Can you talk about those two players in particular and about the passing game in general, how that's shaping up or how you expect it to shape up?
Well, they're both new, and of course Trayvon has not practiced yet. We anticipate that happening here shortly. Don't know exactly when. Paul really has only gone through a couple of practices too, so it's kind of hard. Obviously, you know what Paul's done here. I mean, he can run and he's talented and he's got some hands. He's got to learn the system. And Trayvon, we haven't seen it all, so we don't know there. That being said, even so, we have many more guys that have played, and I think our speed and our talent, our experience, and it's interesting too, even seeing younger guys like Jared Darden, who broke his ankle his senior year in high school and redshirted last year, and he's starting to come on and make some plays. So we have many more people that have caught balls and kind of know what they're doing, and that's very beneficial. And you know, Scotty's always kind of the mainstay there, but there's plenty of other guys in the mix there. They're going to play and contribute.
When do you anticipate naming a starting quarterback?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what emerges.
Would you ever rotate him during the games?
We might. We'll see. See how it goes.
Dan, can you talk a little bit about Rodney Stewart and his development from the first day you saw him as a freshman to what he's come to at this point?
Yeah. Unfortunately, he missed part of that freshman year when he broke his leg, and that inhibited his development there at the end of the year. He's one of our most powerful guys on our football team. And he's also one of those guys that has a huge chip on his shoulder, and I think plays with a tremendous amount of desire to do things. I think, again, he's just had a few more snaps and had a few more plays, has a little better idea about what it is we're trying to do. There were many times early on, and even though we would hand him the ball early on in his career, and he might go the exact opposite way where he's supposed to go now because of his talent sometimes to keep yards there. But I think with our offensive line and their development, we start getting in a rhythm, we expect them to be pretty good.
Dan, you got some freshman running backs in places like Alabama, New Jersey, North Carolina. How hard is it to get guys to travel across the country to come here? What would you sell them that they couldn't get locally?
It's not as hard as you think anymore. I think just because the whole world is smaller and whether it's travel or internet or text messaging or emailing or Skype or whatever it is, I think it's a much more accessible world out there, and that's what always happens in recruiting. We have tons of guys from all over the place, including a guy from Canada. So I think it's just the nature of recruiting this day and age, and I think kids just have to find kids that are open to that. And sometimes even in Colorado, you'll find a guy that wants to stay home. Some guys just want to get out of Dodge. And that's always what we try to do, is just to find that right fit. And sometimes you have a kid that he's looking to travel and wants to see something else, and it's a right fit just socially and academically and athletically for him.
Mark, I think Mr. Brown last year was so young for you guys. A year under their belt, and how do you feel about that group?
Well, certainly